The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate the feast of the chair of St. Peter today. And, you know, we're not necessarily into the praise of inanimate objects, but we see the chair of St. Peter as the seat of authority, as it were. He has, of course, a special place in the church, and we see that from this gospel passage in particular. There are so many things going on in this gospel passage, I think, that are worthy of our exploration. For instance, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, right, some 10 chapters previous in the Gospel of Matthew, says that the wise man builds his house on rock. And here he names Peter rock. Jesus is building his house on Peter. He's building his house on Peter. But, you know, unlike the temple, now here, this is the challenge, is that off in the distance, as Jesus is giving the Sermon on the Mount, the temple is off in the distance, and people know what he's talking about. They're saying he's being very critical of the temple, and that lasts his whole public career, all the way through his action in the temple, turning over the tables and the rest, which shut down the temple business. And his criticism of from outside of his movement, that he said he would destroy the temple and that he would raise it. And Jesus doesn't exactly shy away from those things. And that's a story for a different day. But here, we know that in the Jewish mind, the temple is the place where heaven and earth come together. It's where God has chosen to dwell in a particular way with man. Now in Jesus, and built on the rock of St. Peter's confession of faith, heaven will come to earth. Why do I bother with this today? Because Peter has his place here as the rock on which Jesus builds, because he gives right testimony to and about Jesus. So Jesus is the Messiah. He is at the head of his people. And Peter is there to give primary, steady and stable, unwavering witness to that reality, that Jesus is the Messiah at the head of his people. We need that. We need Peter. We need Peter. You might like to believe you can do without him. We need him. Why do I say we need him? That's not from me. It's from God. Jesus established Peter to be head of the church. God determined that. You deal with the consequences, whatever they are. We owe God our allegiance to Peter. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Because here, what we see is Jesus is building not a new temple like bricks and stone and all the rest. He is building a new temple on the rock of St. Peter's confession of faith, and brought about in the community of people who likewise give allegiance to Jesus. And it is through them now, the community of believers, and not the temple in Jerusalem, it's through the community of believers that are purposed with bringing God's love to life in the world. That are purposed with the reality, repurposed to the reality of being the place where heaven and earth come together and where God dwells with men. How are we doing with it? This is a mission reality. How are we doing with it? How is the community of believers in Booton, New Jersey, doing with the reality that we are charged with bringing heaven to earth? How are we doing? I let it sit. Because Jesus challenging us. He has to. Because otherwise we're too complacent. You know, and how does this fit in the course of Lent? Of course it doesn't have to, right? It's February, what is it, 22nd? I can't tell the time even. I mean, this is no, I didn't say that. I can tell the time. I just lose track. I'm very good at that, but I lose track of the date. I lose track of the date. So I want to make sure we get that right. But it does fit in Lent, because we saw yesterday Jesus did his 40 days in the desert. Jesus went out as the head of his people, and we have to follow him. So Jesus goes out into the desert, and he says no to any number of desires that grow up in his heart and that he's attacked with by the devil. All ways that, I don't know, in the world we pursue satisfaction, security, fulfillment, wholeness, and the rest. Money, power, pleasure, all the other ones as well. Right? Peter, in giving witness to Jesus, in claiming him as the Messiah, and saying then that Jesus is at the head of the new Israel, this community to bring heaven to earth, is also then committing himself to the way that Jesus goes. And Jesus goes the way of God, not everything else. Not money, power, pleasure, not all the rest. The way of God, pure and simple, straightforward, biggest challenge in the world. But straightforward, simple, the way of God, the way of giving ourselves away, the way of growing in love by giving ourselves away. You know, like the ways of the world, I think, are ways of accumulation. It's like, some of this. More of this. The way of God is giving everything away. It's how we build a legacy, actually. And whether or not it's how we build a legacy, because I'm just stoking your pride there. It's the way we build a movement. It's the way that we build a church. It's the way that Jesus builds his church. Is by bringing people together to live his way of love. So, and the Lenten negation of all the other ways is perfect here as well. Because Peter gives us that witness. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. So that's it for us, okay? That's it for me anyway. But this is it. Jesus is there. He's at our head. We, with St. Peter, make that confession of faith. Yeah, Jesus, you are the king. You're not just the king of the Jews. You're not just the Lord of all nations. Great titles. You're the Lord of my heart. You rule me, Jesus. You rule me. And then as we make that confession of faith with St. Peter, we're given to the task of the church. We're given to the reality of the church, to embody God's love, to grow up in God's love together, and allow God's love to spill out into the world through us as well. Look, it's an impossible task, but he is not only inspiring us to walk that way, he's equipping us to do it as well. And through and with and in Jesus, we can do it.